Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets took one on the chin overnight after President Trump's decision to impose global tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. The Dow was down 420 points or 1.7%, and the broader S&P 500 fell 36 points or 1.3%. The tech-centric NASDAQ also down 1.3%. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell was also back in focus as he returned to Capitol Hill to appear before the Senate Banking Committee overnight to conclude his testimony around the semi-annual monetary policy report. Powell adopted a less hawkish tone to the one he adopted on Tuesday of this week, telling the Senate Banking Committee he saw no sign of significant wage inflation, albeit he expected wages to rise in the future. He also reiterated the need for gradual interest rate hikes. A wealth of US economic data overnight too, the main elements of which were a better than expected manufacturing ISM PMI print, weekly jobless claims hitting their lowest level since December 1969, and the core personal consumption expenditures price index measure, the Fed's preferred measure for inflation, rising 0.4% in January. A downbeat start to the March for Europe's main markets, Germany's DAX tumbling 2% and France's CAC down 0.8%. London's FTSE was also on the slide for a third session, down 0.8%, as investors digested a number of company earnings results. WPP Group slumped 8.2% after the world's largest advertising group forecast flat full-year sales growth for 2018. However, CRH PLC rose 1.8% after the building materials company said 2017 pre-tax profit rose 16% as the company benefited from a positive performance in Europe and the US. Base metals were under pressure from an initially stronger US dollar and some broader risk aversion as global equity markets retreated. Copper dipped 0.1% to around $3.14 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel was down 2.3% and zinc down 1.2%, while aluminium bucked the weaker trend with a 0.7% rise. Benchmark spot iron ore gained 78 cents to $79.39 a metric tonne. However, there were steep falls in Chinese commodity futures markets overnight following Trump's tariff announcement. Gold futures extended losses into a third session and is on track for a second consecutive weekly decline as the US dollar initially continued to rebound, down $8.20 at $1,310.80 an ounce. Oil prices weaker, both benchmark contracts touching two-week lows. WTI down 65 cents at $60.99 a barrel. Brent losing 90 cents to $63.83 a barrel. Looking ahead, OPEC officials will meet US shale executives at a US energy conference on Monday next week. US 10-year Treasury yields retreated sharply, down 6.7 basis points at around 2.8%, and the Aussie dollar is weaker this morning after a volatile session, buying 77.59 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.